Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb or something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, crook news.
Now, Sharon always makes fun of me for getting sayings almost right, so I'm going to go out on a whim here and say that... see what I did there?
Yes, yes. No, you know what you did. You did it on purpose.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is a hunch here that these guys probably met on Craigslist.
Yeah,
just saying.
But I think you're probably right there. Gosh, you're deductive, aren't you?
Thank you.
This 28-year-old guy in Wichita, Kansas, got home last week and just casually asked his 46-year-old roommate, "Hey, how's your new job going?" Well, the roommate, instead of saying, "Oh, yeah, it's going really good, the people are nice," or, "Oh, I don't really know if I'm going to like it, but, you know, at least it's whatever, whatever," he just pulled out a sword and started attacking the guy for just merely asking the question. So I guess it's safe to assume the new job was not going that well.
No.
And he wound up cutting his roommate on the neck and the hands, and then they headed outside and the roommate grabbed a machete to keep the fight going. Fortunately, the police came and arrested him before he could do any more damage. But you know, we've all had bad roommates, and some of you might be in a bad roommate situation now. And there's signs, actually, to look for to know if you are in a, you know, if you have a bad roommate, right?
Sure. And these are some of our favorites. Like his favorite saying is, "Don't worry, the security deposit will cover it."
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. What about this? You used to have a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. Now you have a two-bedroom, one-bath, one-meth lab apartment.
Top signs you have a bad roommate. He gives you detailed instructions on how to purge his browser history if the FBI stops by.
Oh, geez, that's not good. No. And the number four reason that you know you've got a bad roommate is he's an Israeli and you're a Palestinian. Or maybe even this could be worse. He's a Trump supporter and you're a woman. Oh.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.